Today's daf is daf Nun Beis, and we are up to Nun Aleph on the Beis. We're talking about the levels of not to be Mishana Mipnei HaMachloket, and the last pshat that we had was Rava's pshat in the Mishnah, who said that there are types of things which are not called Shinui Mipnei HaMachloket, because as long as people won't actually mark it as a Machloket, they'll think that, for instance, if you're being passive, passivity is never viewed as a violation. As people say, Kama Batlani Habi Bishop. Omalei Rav Safu, Rabbi Abba, this is extremely nergeh. Yeah, for cases where people travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Rav Safra lived in a town where the Shluchei Beit Din would arrive. And therefore, there was no Yom Tov Sheni, even though it was Bavel. Because in that location, they only kept one day of Yom Tov because they knew when Rosh Chodesh was. So Kagon Anan. People from my town, the Adina Bekivia the Yarcha, and as Tosis points out, the Adina Bekivia the Yarcha cannot mean that we are Bekiyim in the calendar, because that's irrelevant to keeping Yom Tov Sheni. It means Bekivia the Yarcha means we are Boki because we get the information directly from the Beis Din. In other words, there's a Shliach that comes to our town. And of course, the din is, there is no such thing as Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goluyot, really, because it's not a function of Goluyot. It's just a function of either distance or the reality of whether there simply was not a place where Shluchim would come to. So you had places in Bavel that would keep you one day Yom Tov, and places that would keep 2 days Yom Tov. So Rav Safra's city was a city that had a Shliach arriving to tell them when Yom Tov was, when Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore they only kept 1 day. However, it would often happen that he would travel to an adjoining town, and in that other town, they kept 2 days Yom Tov. This happens, of course, nowadays that we have air travel, and so on. This happens all the time. So Rav Safra asked Rav Abba, "Kigonana di adinam b'kvi di yarcha b'yishuv lo adinam b'tei shinui hamachlok." I know that if I go to another town where they keep Yom Tov Sheni, obviously I can't be mechal Yom Tov. I'm not gonna do anything. Tosfos, by the way, this is very important. Tosfos says even b'tzinah, you cannot do any malacha on Yom Tov Sheni if you're in a place that keeps Yom Tov Sheni, and that's the halacha. People think that they travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz that they're allowed to, as long as it's in their own room. That's not true. They're not allowed to do malacha at all. But what I want to know is, how about the midbar, Mike? How about if I'm not in the town? Now this comes up very often. You know where it comes up? In airports. Because airports are very often built outside of a town. And in such a location, it's not shayach to say ein mishani mipnei hamachloket, because there's no minhag hamakom. An airport doesn't have a minhag, because there never was a yishuv Yehudi there. People are there from Eretz Yisrael, there from Chutz Laretz, there's no such thing as a minhag. And in fact, the halacha l'maaseh is that in an airport that's located outside of a metropolitan area, there is no din of Yom Tov Sheni. That is, if you're traveling from Eretz Yisrael, or you're in Chutz Laretz, in a midbar, again, midbar doesn't mean nobody's there, but in a midbar in terms of a yishuv where there's Jewish yishuv, then you're allowed to keep only 1 day Yom Tov. You don't have to be careful not to be a mechal Yom Tov there.
Some place in Wyoming that they don't have to.
Okay, the same thing. There's no Jewish community there. There's no minhag hamakom, obviously. So I'm saying it's not a din in Chutz Laretz per se. And that was the case over here where there were different cities with different minhagim. So what would be the din b'midbar? That indeed, there's no one standard way in which you're going to say, since we're in Bavel, and it's very likely that somebody else that I meet in this midbar will be someone who comes from a city where they always keep 2 days, and he'll wonder what I'm doing. That's not the issue of not doing. The issue of not doing is mokum shenagu. This is not a mokum shenagu. And therefore, by midbar, there's no problem. Your minhag is just as valuable as his minhag. Why should you have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov? Rav Natan bar Asya, azami beirav lepumpedita, Yom Tov Sheni shel Atzeret. Oh, boy, you made a big mistake. He traveled from the yeshiva. In the yeshiva, they did not have a yeshiva, was in a mokum, they did not have a yeshiva that kept 2 days. And he went to Pumpedita on Yom Tov Sheni. So as he traveled on Shavuos, second day Shavuos, basically arrived in town. Oh boy, unfortunately, Rabbi Yosef signed. Oh, it's a bad thing. Rabbi Yosef put him into Cheren. Omalei Abaye, v'lenagde mar negide. You should have had him whipped. Omalei Adifa Avdelei. I did even worse to him. V'marava mimno anegide de ve'bedav. V'lo mimno ashamta. Because I know in Eretz Yisrael, while they will take a Talmud Chacham from a yeshiva and they may whip him, but they would certainly never put him into Cheren. If I put him into Cheren, I did the worst possible thing to do. Ikri Amri, other side, on the contrary. What happened was Nagde reveals, they've had him whipped. Omalei Abaye, nishamte mar. The Rav Shmuel Bar Mitavar Menadima Shnei Amim Tavim Shagaluyot. Why don't you put him into Nidui? Because after all, Rav and Shmuel both agree that that someone who's over on the din of Yom Tov Sheni is put into Nidui. This version, what he said was, that's only a non-Talmud Chacham of a Tzrubim in Rabbonah. Over here, this guy comes from Yeshiva. So the Tavalei Avdei, I did what was best for a Talmud Chacham. Ma'arava, Mimno Anagarata de Beibarav, Velo Mimno Hashamta. Because after all, in Eretz Yisrael, they would take a Talmud Chacham and beat him, but they wouldn't put a Talmud Chacham there. So according to this version, he didn't, in fact, put it there. Very vague statement of Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah. Let's just take a look in a minute. It's an indication. They didn't have a particular minute. It's an indication of which one is more common. Take a look in the Mishnah now. Hamolich perot shviit mimakom shekalu lemakom shelo kalu. No, mimakom shelo kalu lemakom shekalu chayav leva'er. So in other words, you're bringing your perot from one location to another location. You keep, if it's in a makom where there was, yes, a chiyav of biur on these perot, and now you're in a place where there isn't, or vice versa, you have to follow the chumrah of both. Rabbi Yehuda makes a statement which is not clear what he means. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can say, go and bring your own. What exactly is that supposed to mean? Go and bring your own from what? Let's first understand. I mean, he seems to be arguing. I don't know what he means exactly, but he seems to be saying, well, why should you have to be machmir and be mavayir the payroll? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. I mean, nobody argued on the central yisod of chumrah following both the minig of your makom, the origin, and the minig of your current location. I mean, you know, argue on the first part of the Mishnah. But what is different here? There is something different. There's something merumas here in the Mishnah. It's missing. And it was on that that he was responding to. He wasn't arguing about the question, direct question of biur as stated in the Mishnah, that you went from a place of origin of yes biur to a non biur, vice versa. It was no tachrite kama reviewed. The Tanakama actually had continued. What was missing here is O mimakom shalokalu, the makom shalokalu. What happened is like this. You move from one place to a second place. In both of those places, at the time that you took the trip, the peirot did not require biur, because they were still available. Now, when you arrive in location 2, you get a message that back in location 1, the peirot of this type are already complete. But where you are, there were still plenty of other peirot. So the Tanakama asserts that chayav leva'er, because the peirot are defined by the place where they came from. It's a whole new concept. It's not a question of your hanhoga. Your hanhoga vis-a-vis these peirot. So had you been in Mikomcha, everyone else in town would have gotten rid of this particular type of thing, cucumbers. There were no more cucumbers left out in the fields. You have to get rid of your cucumbers. So then you too should get rid of the cucumbers from there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, why can't you say to the other people back home, you could say, look, I'm not doing anything different. When I left, we were all eating cucumbers. Now I've arrived to a place where they're still eating cucumbers. You would like some cucumbers, please? Come to where I went. I'm a smart guy. I went to Cucumberville. So you could also come to the cucumber capital of the world and have some of your own. Why am I doing anything different than you? Hello, Kolo. In this place, there's still cucumbers available. So what are we magically going to define the cucumbers of the world because of where I came from? That's not dependent on the minute. What are you telling me? The name of the Rebbe Yehuda, the Kula Kama? Wait. You're telling me that Rebbe Yehuda, you're reading Rebbe Yehuda as a Kula. The problem is that Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Yehuda Lechumra. But actually, this was so vague what he said, it's not even clear what direction it took. But Lamaisa, there was a Kabbalah that what Rabbi Yehuda meant was he was saying something lechumra. The way you added a piece to the Mishnah, you're making it a kula what he was saying. Okay, fine. Very good. So I'll switch it around. I mean, anyway, I'm inserting all of this into the Mishnah, so I might as well insert it the other direction. Okay, Epuch. The Tanakama said that as long as when you left, it was no chiyav of biur, and now you get a telegram that all of the perot in your makom, and the cucumbers are over. So the Tanakama said, in that case, eno chayav leva'er. Because the din of the minag amokam is not a chalos on the peros, it's on your behavior. And if there was a chiyav to be mavayer, fine. But if you left when there was no chiyav to be mavayer, says the Tanakama, then there's no problem. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, seiva avelecha afata me'echa daitinu. The people back home can say to the person who went to the new location, what is that supposed to mean? You're still eating cucumbers. Go ahead. Try to get more of those cucumbers from where you got them from. And you'll find out there's none left. So therefore, it is a din in the cucumber. This makom was mechayev this cucumber to be mavur. What do you mean you're going to say, well, where I am, I could always go out to it. But that's not where the cucumber came from. So therefore, you should be noyev the minhag ha'makom on this fruit or this vegetable. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, I don't like this business of inserting all of these pieces into the Mishnah. I mean, it doesn't say that. But keep the Mishnah as it says. Le'olam kediktanim. The cases, mimakom shet, kolo, the low kolo, vice versa. But let's read it together. Hakikah. Omi makom shelo kalu l'makom shekalu. Yes. Not that you took it from the same place, add another clause. The Mishnah talk about that clause. However, the Mishnah is talking about a case where he hechzira l'makoman. And here's the case. You went out from a town where there were plenty of cucumbers. When you arrived in a new town, there were no cucumbers. You then drove back home and now there are cucumbers. So now, hechzira l'makom. When you come back town to where you left from, there's still plenty of cucumbers. So Adayin lo kalu. So the Tanakhama says, so then why would there be a chiva biur? Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, no, you gotta be machmir. Say the Avela Kavatami Hekadeh Asino Vakalu. That the people in the second time say, well, if you would try to get cucumbers in where you came from, meaning now where you just traveled back home from, you wouldn't be able to find any cucumbers. So how come you're carrying on with cucumber like that? Masri for Ravashi. What are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda, to Agaba, the Kamra Kaltina. What are you saying? That on the back of a Kamor, you understand, this thing's not in the ground exactly. It's packed up in a box in a Mack truck. So you're telling me on the back of that Mack truck, it magically became a cucumber of location B. Now when we bring it back to location A, oh, I'm sorry, this already is a non-kosher cucumber because it passed through the airspace. Look at what? Where would somebody come up with such a crazy thing? Agave, the camera, Kaltino, what has been a klitat hamechitzot of cucumbers during Shvias, this area? I don't know what you're talking about. El Amr of Ashi, this is that's amazing. You want to chop the Mishnah that doesn't involve changing the Mishnah and so on. You can say that it's very simple in that since the Tanakh Kama made a statement, which was Mashman, it didn't matter. The configuration didn't matter. Oh, so now I can find any number of possibilities. If the configuration doesn't matter, then Rabbi Yehuda may be coming to argue about a particular configuration. So for instance, I could say like this. I could say, Bepluta Dahani Tanoi. Do we not have a Mishnah that argues about a mixed pickle jar? Speaking of cucumbers, how about if it's mixed pickles? It's cucumbers together with pickled tomatoes and also pickled garlic. So I got three minim that have three different times at which they disappear from the field. So what happened to your pickle jar? So on the one hand, you could say, well, I mean, it's like anything else. You've got something treif. You got a pickle jar that would also have pickled pig's legs like they sell. So no, you can't eat the whole thing. Ah, but the question is over here. Whether the din of biur is an isser in the pri, and then the tam of the pri would be us or wherever it is, it comes out like a sheriff, or whether the tam of a pri is ipso facto mevuar, that the pri is no longer here. The pri isn't here. The Torah aser cucumbers, the tam of cucumbers. You see cucumber here. The cucumber is not in the field anymore, as you're saying, but now there's a tam of cucumber in this mixture. So anything that has a tam of cucumber, the tam is not a mamashut, that is mevuar already. If there can't be a memory of cucumber either. I was Mavir the pre. So on the one hand, I could say, okay, if I got rid of the cucumbers, lafkamina, now to eat the tomatoes with the taste of the cucumber, that's already Mavuar. It's one way of looking at it. So that would be Mitzad HaSvara. But the fact is, Tosfos points out, we also have a posik. And the posik says, Min HaSadeh Tochlu Et Vuata. Now, Min HaSadeh Tochlu Et Vuata is not the same posik that we derived, Ulevehem Techa, L'chaya Ulevehem Techa, Shevarza. That's where we derive the connotations of Biur. That as long as it's available to chaya in the field, then levehem techa. Then you can continue to feed it to your behemoth from your own storage. But the moment that it's kaltala chayam in hasadeh, then you're not allowed to feed it from your own storage to the behemoth, or to yourself, of course. So in other words, the new halacha over here, min hasadeh tochlu et vuata, comes to teach me new dinim. So this comes from the sifri, from the sifraj. So this machlokas that we're about to have, how to view mixed pickles, is based on a riboy of a pasuk. So your first assumption would define how to understand the pasuk. So where, what's the machlokas? There's a three-way machlokas. You have three-way pickles, you have three sheetahs about how to deal with them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ochlina Arishon. Rabbi Yosho Omer Afal Acharon. So Rabbi Eliezer says, look, the minute the first one goes, so then you got to get rid of the whole thing, because now they're all together. So you got mixed pickles that include pickled cucumbers that are no longer kosher, because they're shvias cucumbers that are shavu desmanabiyu. Got to get rid of your bottle. Whereas the sheet of Rabbi Yosho is, no, on the contrary, the Pasuk is telling you, min hasadeh tochlu et tevuata, which can be understood as long as something is in the sadeh, or only if it's in its natural state as in the sadeh, however you want to learn it. But it's a ribui. Rabbi Gamliel says, why does he learn it as a ribui? Because he holds min hasvara a tam would be mevuah. So if it's coming to be marba something, it's got to be marba, surprisingly, even the gufa cucumbers. You can even eat the cucumbers, because now these cucumbers are not natural cucumbers, they're cucumbers that taste like tomatoes. Masha'en king, Rabbi Gamliel says, no, the meaning of the pasuk is to tell me that tam is mevuah. But obviously the cucumber itself I have to get rid of. But the taste of the cucumber doesn't bother me. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, look, koshikala mino min hasadeh, whichever one has disappeared from the field, take that one out of the bottle and be mevayeh. So you could still leave the other ones in the barrel because they have the taste. The taste is considered to be mevuah based on that pasuk min hasadeh. So therefore, koshikala mino min hasadeh yaver mino min hakavit. Balacha kedvarav. And that's how we pass it. So your pickle barrel empties gradually. First out goes it to the cucumbers, then out goes the tomatoes, and out goes the shumah.
What about orange juice? Orange juice out of the
orange juice. Unless you hold it, Zeya B'Yomim. We're not marking on Zeya B'Yomim. That's that whole question. Ravina Amar. So now, what does that have to do with our Mishnah? That would be the subtext of the Mishnah. In other words, the Tanakhama says, whatever it is, you're noisin lof chumei hamokom, but only if it's on its own. And then there comes along Rabbi Yehuda to be machmer and say, no, save veilin gamata, meaning you got to be able to find these cucumbers in the field. Can't find them in the field? Sorry, you have to throw out the whole thing. So in other words, he was being machmer like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Rabbonim says, doesn't matter, as long as anything's available. None of this is in the Mishnah. Whatever you're saying is, I'd rather say this, which is a Mishnah, than just to make up the fact that they were talking about a completely different case. So this is a general approach to a Mishnah. We'll often find that if somebody says something, we have two approaches. Either we could say, and that something seems to be a non sequitur, such as over here, what Rav Yehuda says. We can either say something's missing in the Mishnah, or we can say that something's assumed in the Mishnah. Why would it be assumed? It would be assumed because of the fact that nobody made any conditions. They made a blanket statement. The blanket statement would cover even cases of pickles. So in other words, you're telling me, Holik, we muck on the muck. It means you're carrying now a mixed pickle jar, and you're saying that you only have three machmer and the whole thing is gone. No, three machmer in the first one. Or you know what? Another thing. Ravina says, look, if you wanted to say that, I could find you another thing that could be a subtext. How about this mission? Please be ready. Here we are. Soar is an ear to marim. So it's a main location. You know where Soar is, Barnea? Thank you. It has a wonderful reputation as the place where Lot managed to get in Barnea's neighborhood.
Yeah, yes.
When you're living in the neighborhood, that's how you think about it. In any event, here the halakha is like this. If you live in an area in which in your locale there are no dates, but in your country, and we'll see how to define country, as a climate and animal range, biologically defined area, which the Gemara is going to go to. But if in your country there are still, let's say you're living in Yerushalayim, in Soar, there are still dates, you can continue to eat until the dates are gone in Soar. And this, the Gemara is going to come out, is because the range of the animal, the Torah made it dependent on the chaya. So that means you have to look at how far chayas will range. A chaya will range from Yerushalayim to Soar. And therefore, to this chaya, the tamarim is still available. Since the tamarim is still available, you can continue to eat it in Yerushalayim too. Okay.
Hold on the range. That's what that's
called. There you go.
By available,
must be.
By available, that means they're still on the tree.
Oh, now that's where we're going to get into the machlokes. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Ochlin al shal beina kipin, ve'in ochlin al shal beina shitzin. Being as Richie was in that base of Medrash, as we know this is hypertext across time, so they immediately address Richie's question. What does that mean that it's available to the Chaya? It's available up in the tree, because it's going to fall down. It's available, now there's three ways it could be available. It could be growing, it could have fallen off, and it's being held up by the branches and the tamarim. Remember, you've got plenty of places where a tamar could get caught between an upper branch and the trunk. But then there's also the spikes from the old growth that are along the bottom, where if the tamar makes it, but doesn't hit the ground, it can get caught between the sheets. Those sheets in are thorny. No chaya is going to be able to get out the tamar for bena shitzin because it's painful. They'll leave the tamar there. So are we talking about a theoretical tamar, or are we talking about an actual edible because of its accessibility tamar? Oh, that's a machlokas. So now here, according to Shimon Gamliel, you cannot be sovek on the dates that got caught between the sheets in at the bottom of the tree. Obviously, that's the machlokas in our Mishnah. Because if you make a statement that it only depends on whether it was kalah, so in other words, even in the broader sense of kalah, comes along Rav Yehuda and says, well, let's see if you can get them off without shitzin. So in other words, we're talking about something else. Can you get it? You get it from a place where it's not on a shitzin? You can't? Then you're not allowed to be saying it on the tamarim. So in other words, it's a completely different machlokas that is merumas in a subtext of the Mishnah. Christopher Columbus?
It's marked the 365th year since the
Horus. And it didn't say anything about this is the Ma'ara, we're Lot, or nothing like that?
Ah,
there we are. Somebody's got to capitalize. I mean, a nightclub sounds like a better idea. I suppose in those days that was the closest you could get. We have another question in the Mishnah. Shalosh aratzot lebiur. Now, because we've raised now this issue of eating it from Tzohar, because as the Mishnah has explained, there are three separate geographical areas in Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis the din of biur. And those are defined as Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, and the Galil. Each one of them comprises three different areas in terms of climate, botany, and so on. Nonetheless, there are still three countries. So I said, what's the point of saying three countries? If, as a matter of fact, you've defined nine separate, biologically definable areas, so why are you talking about three? Just talk about nine. What's the point of mentioning three that have three? The lama amru shalosh aratzot lebiur. Because of the chiddush, sheyu ochlim bekol achat yachad, ad sheyachaleh ha'acharon sheba. That's exactly what the chiddush is. You would say, look, it's all very nice to call it Yehuda, but I mean, are you going to compare Yerushalayim, mountain, the climate, the type of soil, and so on, with the Dead Sea, just because it's in Yehuda? I mean, that makes no sense. Nonetheless, the Chiddush is, as we'll see later, because of the animal ranging, that's what becomes the definitive notion. So despite the fact that it's a completely different climate, and that the Tamarim in Zohar will have a completely different period in when they grow than in Yerushalayim, in terms of the din of a biur, you're somech on Zohar. And of course, vice versa for things like olives and so on. In Zohar, you'll be somech on Yerushalayim. So in other words, you can range completely across three different areas, as defined by topography and climate and so on, and nonetheless be sonic on it for Biyu. Minan and Eli, how do we know that? I mean, it sounds like magic. Omer of Chama Baruch, Omer of Yisrael Chanina, look, what does the Torah make Biyu dependent on? Omer Kro Ulevehem Techa Ulechaya Asher Baratzecha. What is the comparison of Behema and Chaya? It doesn't even make any sense. If it's talking about the Behem Techa, so then the Behem Techa is something that you feed. You have storage houses, you take out the animal feed. It should be Behem Techa. But when it says Lechaya, it means exact opposite. The Chaya is something that ranges freely and that you don't feed. So what is the Torah saying? Ah, it's from here that we derive the din of biur, that kosman shechayau chelet min hasadeh heyachel lebehimah asher b'bayit. As long as it's available to a chaya that's free-ranging, you can continue to feed your animal from stored fruits. Kolo lechaya asher b'sadeh. However, if it's no longer available to a free-ranging animal, then kalei lebehim techam min habayit, then you have no right to keep it indoors for your animal. All right. Now, because of that, strangely enough, the Torah has also made the din of biur dependent on range of animals. That's a really weird thing. But that's where we derive it from. So Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah. That is something that was established or was given over way before anybody did experiments about it. So I don't know where they got it from. But Gemiri, the in chayash b'Yehuda gidelal perot shebegalil. The in chayash b'Galil gidelal perot shebe'Yehuda. The point is that these define the ranging capabilities, for whatever reason, of animals. A Yehuda animal wouldn't be caught dead in the Galil. But me, one of those Tzfat boys, you're kidding? Whereas those marvelous Tzfat cows, which I'm sure you must have seen, that go free-ranging all over the Galil, only to come home once a year to say hello. You know, those free-ranging cows would never be caught dead in Yerushalayim. Ah, they keep them over there in barns.
They would be caught dead in Yerushalayim.
No, this has to do with biology. The range. Of course, we're not talking about cows. We're talking about chayim. That's the whole point. That cows aren't really. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But it's very often it turns out that way in practical terms. As we know, the British took an overflight during the period of the mandate in which the plane went over the areas of the border between Rayardin and Israel and so on, and basically pointing out the green line of the British Prime Minister says the Jews always take the place themselves. Classic. Because you're in a plane, you mamish see a green line, so the Jews only took the place up to where they had the trees. Okay. Tan Rabban. Peirot shigatsu mi'eretz Yisrael l'chutzlaretz mitbarim b'kol makom sheni. If you took peirot out, so then you're not a chuyev to be mevayer at the time of the biur. You're not to be mevayer them now back in where they came from. You can be just give them out where they are and just put it outside wherever it is. It could be even in Borough Park. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Elazar, no, you got to take them back to Eretz Yisrael. And they have to be mitbaer where they came from. Yavzulim mekolman v'idbaru mishum shenemar be'artzecha. Doesn't it say that if it's got the whole mocker of it was l'hem tachol l'chayasher be'artzecha? So what you're saying is it's not available now to the chaya on its own. You have to make it available. Put it back outside. What good is it going to be to put it outside in Borough Park? By the way, this is what they do. You know now with the, during Shemitah, the etrogim are sent with a recycling thing. They have sent back their etrog. Never thought that for the swimmer. Like they sell now the ink toner products. You can only get the ink toner if you sign that you're going to be part of the recycling effort. Otherwise, they get in such trouble with the authorities. We don't want to have to deal with these things. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to have to take it back. Something more, but you used the. I thought you just used the artzecha to tell me the din of shalosh arat. So anywhere in your eret, that was the whole finish. As long as the chaya will find it in that eret, so hafikta. You're right. I did use it, but kribe ba'aretz and be'artzecha. So, and there's this two diukim over here. One is that it's a function of the land, so that tells me the free range. And the other is that it has to be your own, so you have to take it back to Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa. I mean, but the point is, we have two separate diukim. Or you know what? If you don't think that's a good diuk, the asher may be coming as an actual lima. The asher be'artzecha. Now, Rav Safra once made the mistake. Go ahead, my boy. He went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and you know where they come with that sign, you know, if you're carrying any agricultural products and so on. So he goes and he opens up his suitcase. Oh, no! I've got some oranges. Now what do I do? So now can he put it in that Misrad HaKlaut bag, or does he have to fly back there to Yisrael? Because, I mean, that was Shemitah. So he had Havi Ba'adei Garva the Charma the Shvias. Actually, what he had was some wine, which manages to find its way all over the place. So then, now, he had the either fortune or misfortune of having friends with him. So along with him, there were two Talmidei Chachamim, Ravuna Berei the Ravika, and Rav Kahana. So he said, they were talking about Rabbi Abu. Did any of you hear from Rabbi Abu whether we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar about needing to fly back there to Israel or not? So Rav Kahana said, well, I remember Rabbi Abu said, yep, I'll look for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Oh, there's a big encounter over there. So Ravuna Bereda Ravika said, no, Hachi Yom Rabbi Abu, ain't I'll look for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We don't paskin that way. a lot of help the friends were, right? So Rav Safra said to himself, well, no problem then. Because after all, the klal is that you always follow Rav Huna, because Rav Huna, after all, was medayik, v'gomer shmaitzim, v'pumid rabbi. He used to ask questions. If you had any questions, he would ask to repeat it until he got it absolutely clear. Whew, that was close. And Rav Huna was the one who said, of course, he's the one who knows, he's the one who said that Rabbi Abu said, ein halacha, to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, so I don't have to worry about him. So he promptly dumped it into the little agricultural container there. And he was so medayik, he was like the famous Rechava from Pumbedisa. Rechava from Pumbedisa used to be so mocked that he would say over things in exactly the Lashon, even though they weren't properly pronounced, or if he was Mesufic, if it was Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, or if it was Rabbi Yehuda, he would say it over both ways. Maybe this, maybe that. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it was Rabbi Yehuda, Harabayit, Stao, Kafulaya, Stao, Lefnimi, Stao. Anyway, Rabbi Yosef, who heard about this, said, just happens to be that we paskin like the guy who was just at the right point to give you the cool you were looking for. I like that. That's what the Navi was referring to when he said, Ami be'etzo yishal. My people ask their sticks. Umaklo yagidlo. That doesn't mean maklo. It means mekelo. The guy who's mekelo. They always follow the guy who's mekelo. So they ask him. They ask for the stick. So good. He was lucky he had Ravuna with him. All of a sudden, oh, of course, Ravuna's the guy who knows. So this is the lashon of the Navi. Maklo yagidlo, kola mekelo magidlo. As long as the guy's making, all of a sudden the halakha is like him. Well, not necessarily. We're on this particular issue, that many of them have.
How does it work? And if you left Eretz Yisrael, it was still drinkable?
Possibly. But the point is, it becomes.
But you could drink in a Chutz Lawrence, wouldn't you?
Lechora. Lechora. It's a question of misbarring the Kol Makom immediately, or misbarring at the time that it's necessary to be Mavarim. Of course, there's no din that it's immediately Mavarim. Fine. So, but again, this is only, we're only bringing this out as an aside. We're not saying this is the Machlokas in the mission. Rabbi Eloi cuts kafnaita the shvias. Interesting case where he had to cut down a tree, Rabbi Eloi. He cut down a tree that had kafniot on it. Now, kafniot are basically immature perot. And the immature perot, he held, were not a palm, a date palm, that had these little tiny immature tamarim. And he didn't care about ruining the tamarim, even though it was shvias. Asked the Gemara, how could he do that? Hechi avidofi. Lo chlamarakmana. Velo lehefsed. What right do you have to do that? If it says you have to eat pears of shvias, you don't have right to be mafid the pears of shvias. Lechare, these are parents. So maybe otaina. Vitei ma'animin hechid and ofis lepera. Maybe otaina. That's only when they've already matured, which they're ready not to be eaten. But if they're just the budding stage, hechid lo nachid lepera lo. But that's not true. Because Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baruchia, hani mitachle be'orla asire, ho v'nasa shermer leperi. So here we're talking about basically the same idea of Isser. Here we're talking about Orla. So where you have at the very young stage, you have the dates that grow with a hard covering around them, and they're still very immature at that stage. And nonetheless, it says that it's called a Shemir Lepri, and it's not a din of wood, it's a din of Peir, because otherwise there's no Isser of Orla on wood. When are there still that Shemir? Amasai with the Kufri. The only time that you find that hard covering is Kufra. Kufra is the same shear as Kafmir. So in other words, you're telling me that Kufre is the Kalil Peir? You're telling me that Lagabi the Isser of Orla, we view it as a priest. So why not Lagabi the Isser of Shemitah? Of destroying Shemitah Peiris? It's also a priest. You're right. But Reb Nachman is following Rabbi Yossi. Tzemach Lokas Tanoi. Obviously, we're calling it a pri, even though it's still immature. You see that at the stage of Kafniot or Kufra, we still call it a pri. We already call it a pri.
I just determined that if the Shomer Lepri was like a relief or something that connects to...
No, that's a yad. This is a shomer.
What
a shomer means anything that serves as protection.
So this is an immature fruit, which is an S protecting the fruit.
No, it's an immature fruit that has a hard layer on it. It falls off later on as a fruit. So it's only called a shomer while it's immature. And yet it's called a Shomer Lepri. Otherwise, we call it wood. There's no orla on something that isn't pre. Anti Gemara, not when it's Rabbi Yossi. If it's not Rabbi Yossi, Omer Simadar Asur, Vipnei Shehu Peri, Uplige Rabbanan Ale. This Reb Nachman, who said that Metakli Garla is awesome, is following a Shita that's connected to Das Vachachami, who hold that Simadar, now Simadar is the same young stage of development of grapes that Kufra is with Tamarim, and he says that it's called a pre, but the Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Yossi, so that's Yochid. I was saying, when I cut down that tree, I was paskening like the Chachamim, says Rabbi Loi. What's wrong with paskening like the Chachamim? Maskel Rishinim in Arda, Umli, Pligi Rabbanan, and later Rabbi Yossi, Bishari Lanot. The Rabbanan weren't arguing about other trees, they were only arguing about grapes. You're assuming that since we find the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachomi, the Nodea Simadar, so the same machlokas was going to apply to the Kafniot, which would explain why Metakli the Orla at the Shir of Kufra would be a machlokas. But there is no machlokas about anything but Simadar. Because Atnan, Me'em Atai Ein Kotzitzinat Ilanot Bishvi'i. What is the Shir which an Ilan is considered to have fruit, and therefore you're not allowed to cut it down because of the Isser being Mafsi Perot Shvi'is, which is La'ochla. La'ochla means they need to be used for eating. Beit Shammai omrim kol ha'ilanot mi shiotziyu. The moment that you have budding, the earliest stage where you see already a green bud, that's already considered to be a tree, that is also to be mafsid. Beit Hillel said, no. Each type of species has a certain stage of a developed fruit, which is sufficient to be called a fruit, and at that point you're not allowed to be mafsid. So if you have charuvim, the charuvim, before they get their heart shell on them, they look like little chains. Shabishi yisharshu. They look like a chain, and then they end up becoming encased and so on, and the chain is now locked inside, so to speak. But your first sense of a pri is a chain-like small bud. That's the shir. Agifanim. The shear of Gifanim is Mishiagriu. After they come on, we'll see that that shear is a large shear. That's a shear of Pol HaLavan. HaZeitim Mishianitzu. Over there, you need to have a netz on Tamarim, on Zeitim, which is the small little crown-like thing on it, and which falls off early. V'shar kol ha'ilanot Mishiyotziu. The other ilanot, from the time that you could see each one, the tzura of the pri that it's bringing forth. Now, Rav Asi makes it clear that the shear of Girua is the shear of Boser. Who Boser? Who Girua? Who Pol HaLavan? So when we talk about Girua, we are not referring to Simadar. We're referring to Boser. And over there, if you have Boser, it's the same thing as Pol HaLavan. Pol HaLavan? What are you talking about? Pol HaLavan is kind of bean. How did a grape become a bean? No, I mean, Girua is Boser, which is a shear of Kapol HaLavan. Okay? Now, Boser is the second stage. Man Shamat Leidyomar Boser in Smadar Lo. Who was the Man Yomar who disagreed with Rabbi Yossi about Smadar and says that the shear of a grape, in order to be considered a pri, is larger than Smadar? It's the shear of Boser. That was the Rabbana. And note that it says over here, Shar Kola Ilanot Mishiyotziu. They were only arguing about these cases, but when it comes to other Ilanot, they're agreed that it's Mishiyotziu. So how did Rabbi Loi cut it down? He's saying, I was saying on the Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi Shita was only going to get a day. Great. So how did he cut down this tree? The Chachamim also agreed that it was Mishiyotziu, even though it was Oshir of Kafnia. Ella, you're right. Ella, Rabbi Eloi did not cut down a female tree. He cut down Nischani. Nischani never mature. They look like dates, but they never become edible dates. And so Mamela, that's already not a problem, because what he cut down was basically not fruit that was going to mature on the tree. So he wasn't mafsid anything. The only way you use these things is you cut them off in that immature state, which they'll never grow out of on the tree. And you put them in tight containers in which they soften and so on. But that's done anyway. That's not a hafsid. We cut it down, you're not being mafsid anything. That's all that he did. So Reuben and his honey cuts.
And they are edible.
Yeah, and then they're usable, yeah. But don't
it's getting tight. Nobody's
going to say whether you're going to. Omar Le Riv Safa Le Riviyam. Kugonan at the Adina Bikvia de Yarcha, but Yishuv Lo Avinda. That's for sure. Mitlei Shino Yamach Loki, but how about the Nidbar? Omar Le Yofi Om Riv Ami, be Yishuv Asur, be Nidbar Mutar. Not on Barasi Azami, be Rav Lepum Petita, beyond to Sheni Shalat Tzeret. Shamte Riv Yosef, Omar Le Yabai, Vele Nigde, Mar Nigide, Omar Le Adifa Abdile, Dina Rav, Amimno, Adikita, to be Rav. Velo Mimno, Ashamto. Ikri Amre, Nagde Riv Yosef, Omar Le Yabai, and Ishamti Mar. The Rav Ishmul, the Amre Tavar, Menadina, Shnei Yamim, Tovim, Shekoliot. Omar Le Hani, Milim, Ishdi Alma. Ochet, Suvim, Mir Rabonanu, Tavale Abdi. You're telling me that let like review that it's on don't enough khumrei makom shatsam isham khumrei makom shalach lasham om refshi shebrei ravidi milta chriti kam review rav kama om imakom shalokalu lamakom shalokalu. And then he gets a telegram, shakalu b'mekomo chayav levayer, according to Tanakama, comes along review to say no. And where I am, lokalu, and therefore I don't need to be mavaya. What, you're telling me the Reb Yudah l'kula kama? I'm Reb Lezal, I'm Reb Yudah l'chumra. Okay, fine, so then epoch, fine. The Tanakhama said, Eino chayav levayer. The Reb Yudah said, Seva avelach avata, meheka de haitino. And as far as I'm concerned, kolalu. So how do you eat it? Abayer, I'm Eloi Olam Kedektoni, as it stated, vavikama. Omi makom shalokalu, lomakom shakalu. But add Hichzirah Mekoman. And there are then local. So Eino Chayav Levayer, according to Tzadakama. Rabbi Yudah Omer, no, still Chayav Levayer. Seiva Avelach Avata Meecha Dehaitinu. Vakaluloha. Matkev Lorav Ashi. Rabbi Yudah, Oto Agava Dechamra Kaltinu. What kind of pshat is that? El Omer Rav Ashi, we've looked at that in Tanakh. Hakovei Shlosha Kivashin Bechavit Achach. Rabbi Yezer Mochlin Al-Rishon. Rabbi Yeshua says, even Allah Acharon. Rabbi Amliel Omer Kol Shekalam Mino Min HaSadeh Yivayer Mino Min HaChavita. Don't worry about the taste in the rest of the pickles. V'Halacha Kidvarach Ravino Omer. It's just an unstated following subtext to Haytanoi that Zan Ochlin B'Tvorim HaChichala Achron Shebetzoah. Reb Shimon Amliel Omer Ochlin Al Shal Ben HaKipin Vein Ochlin Al Shal Ben HaShitzin. That's what they're arguing about. It's not Haytanoi. Shalosh haratzot obiur Yehuda v'ayarni v'galil v'shalosh haratzot b'kol achat v'achat. So what's the point of saying shalosh haratzot obiur? Ah, shiochlim b'kol achat v'achat ad shichaleh ha'acharon sheba, despite the fact it has a different climate. Minani mili omrav kamavuk omrav yezibachinim omakro ulev techol kaya asher be'artzecha kol zman shechaya ochelet min hasadeh heyacher labayim ha'ash b'bayit kol lo lechaya min hasadeh. Rav Safra Nafik Meret Yisrael Chutzlaretz Havi Badei Garv Lecham Rishvias Lovu Badei Rav Unavarei Rav Ika Rav Kahana Amalu Ikan Yishmir Lein Minei Rav Yavu Alok Rav Shimon Elezer Alon Amalei Rav Kahana Alchi Kama Rav Yavu Alok Rav Shimon Elezer Ay Vavoy Amalei Rav Unavarei Rav Ika No, don't worry Alchi Kama Rav Yavu Ain Alok Rav Shimon Elezer Am Rav Safra Nekot HaKlola Rav Unaviyadech Obviously The Dayek Legoma Shmaitzim Yipum Ad Rabbe Kirchov Ad Abum Badisa The Yom Rechov Am Rav Yuna Arbaid Stau Kaful Haya Style The Fnimi Style Koyal Rav Yosef Ani Beit So Yishal Umaklo Yagid Lo Kol Mekel Lo Magid Lo Rav Yiloi Kotzka Fniyata Tishviyiz Echi Avdi Afi Lo Chlom Rachmona Velo Lef Said Bechi Tema Ani Mila Yechad Anachid Lepay Rav Alachid Lo Nachid Lepay Lo And it's too immature. Omer Nachon Omer Rabbeinu Hani Metachli Da Orla Asire Hoel Venaser Shemer LePeri. Now, when is it a Shemer LePeri? Only when it's Kufrei. It's still immature of a Kar LePeri. Well, Rabbi Nachman's following Rabbi Yossi. And yes, Omer Simada Asur Mitneshu Peri. But the Rabbanan don't agree with that. Maskev LaRoshim Meradot. It's only with grapes. Mi Pligi Rabbanan Le Rabbi Yossi B'Shari Lanot. Hatzam Eima Ta'in Katzina Te'lanot B'Shviyitz. Besham Amrim calling on Bishiotsu. Betil Elman, no, Charuvim Mishishareshu. Gifanim Mishiagriu, which is beyond the stage of Simada. Vazetim Mishianitsu. Veshar Kalilanot Mishiotsu, including dates. Now, Rav Asi said, Boser, just to make it very clear, Boser is Giwa, which is Paul Lavan. I mean, Shiur Kapala Lavan. Anyway, but it's not Smadar. So, Mat Shamit Ledomar only Boser, but Smadar is not Oser because of Orla, because of Shvius, rather, talking over here. Smadar Lo, it's the Rabbanan, Largan and Rabbi Yossi. Nonetheless, they agree that Shakala Yonot, Mishiyotzil. So, how did Rabbi Loi go and cut it down? Rabbi Loi, Benedis Chadikat.